Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 11th of August, and right now it's cloudy with 26 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is chance of a thunderstorm, overcast, with the temperature range from low 27 to high 31 degrees Celsius, and with heat index of 38 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds would be blowing with 13 to 21 kilometers per hour, and we will have 40% chance of precipitation. Later on, we can expect a thunderstorm with westerly winds with 13 to 19 kilometers per hour and 80% chance of precipitation. Morning humidity on 76% will drop by noon on 68% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is waxed in gibbous and 93% of it is illuminated. On the night of Saturday, almost at midnight, it will be full moon in Aquarius. And this is a perfect time to perform a simple ritual for clearing your path of unwanted obstacles that you have been trading over for some time. And also on August 11, 12 and 13, there would be Perseid's meteor shower. The meteors will appear in all parts of the sky, especially between midnight and dawn on the mornings. And here is Reno with updates from L'Avenir d'Orville, or Town Development Council. Reno, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
What's cooking upstairs?
What's cooking? Good looking. No, what's happening is we have three students, volunteers that have come from the Landscape University of Versailles and who have been working on a concept plan together with Alain Road Service, Marie, Pierre Veillat and some other people. And so they've worked on they observed since June how things grow, what is needed, what is not needed. And they came up with a concept plan for Mahalakshmi Park, which is quite natural and engaging ecological principles, and it's quite interesting, I think. So
That is the same park Nikolai was trying to...
That's part of it. That's also part of the Mahalakshmi. They worked more on the side towards Arka, Solar Kitchen, that area. Nikolai is working more on Gaia, towards the youth center's area.
So that would be huge.
It's a huge park. It's a huge park, and I think it's quite interesting. Of course, with the radio, I'm wondering, because there'll be a PowerPoint, how much you'll be able to capture, but I hope people come, especially the people living in the area and the forest people. So that is happening. Cité Universitaire, there is discussions on they're finding a new location in the international zone. Doshi was quite familiar with the land because he had proposed a project in one place where now maybe the Cité Universitaire is going. But they actually have to go on the land and measure the exact area. So that is happening. It also means
it's stated in... that it's going to be an international zone.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I think somewhere between around Unity Pavilion area, somewhere around there, between Bharat Nivas and Unity Pavilion, somewhere in that area.
How many things can be there at the same time?
Many things. We're putting everything in there. So we're going to continue densifying in small little areas of activity, so we have these little urban hubs. Otherwise, there's also discussion about putting a sculpture somewhere that Hank has made. Hank has made a sculpture, so they were trying to figure out where to put it. Then with the TDC, they were also looking at protecting and how to move forward with the whole archaeology. So recently a professor from SEPT University came and saw what was being found, what was being done, and the areas. And so they came together to try and find some sort of set of understanding on how to proceed with that. Yeah. So that was interesting.
So tell me something, because I'm confused, and if I'm confused, I believe that some other people are also confused. L'Avenir d'Orville is still L'Avenir d'Orville, or there's a town development plan?
It's actually both, because L'Avenir d'Orville in the outside world doesn't really mean anything. Mm-hmm. Our official title is the Town and Development
Council,
which is a real... which is understood everywhere in the world, but because Mother gave the name L'Avenir d'Orville to the Town Development Council, we keep it. So it's TDC/ L'Avenir d'Orville.
So we can address you either that or both, yeah?
That's correct. We have the two faces, one facing outside and one we hope facing in and up.
What happened with this last time you were telling me about two people making plans, maps? I think it's Achra and Devich time.
Ah, yes, that's continuing. That's very interesting because I think they're going to try and base more of the master plan. They're looking also at the boundaries that are sort of artificially drawn in a circle. So now we have to actually go into the detailing of that and see, like, where are the land boundaries, ethnic or, I mean, cultural, if there are any, social, if there are any. But mainly, I think the underlying objective will be to protect the groundwater table. So that will be the underlying, I think, plan behind it. Also, very excited. Recently, we met with Intac in Pondicherry and Pondicam, both interested in preservation and executing projects in Pondicherry area. They've been also, Pondicam has been very involved in the coastal erosion issue, and they've been quite active also in the field of waste management which Adem had originally helped to fund.
So they're willing to work with Oroville?
Yes, very much so, and we're actually making it a formal tie-up and a formal agreement on how we share communication, share information, share maps, share data for the bigger bioregion. We didn't talk about sharing money. This is a good point. We talked about sharing resources like brain, knowledge, and data.
That's a good start.
And I think that's a very good start. And what we're going to do is really make it formal and really openly publicize that we're sharing things, because we believe that if information is shared for the good, if the goal is always for the good, then a lot more can be done than what is being done now. So that's...
Let's stop at that next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
None of us should forget on resident assembly meeting at Sauchu tomorrow, Friday 12th of August at 5 p.m. on the following topics. First, the selection of the next Oroville Council and Working Committee. And second, the selection process for Oroville Council and Working Committee. When this resident assembly is over, resident assembly service will proceed with the selection of a new Oroville Council and Working Committee according to the decision on Friday's resident assembly. All information about this will be widely available on Oronet in the news and notes and via mass bulletins. Savitri Bhavan is going to do an evening of lightning event at Savitri Bhavan. The installation will be lit on tomorrow after sunset and will be in place until 21st of August. At Savitri Bhavan also have a new exhibition prepared by the Sri Aurobindo Archives on Sri Aurobindo with working title His Life and Work in Photographs, and it will be inaugurated tomorrow. The exhibition will be on display between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily from Monday to Saturday. To prepare the decoration for Sri Aurobindo's birthday, the amphitheater group welcomes volunteers at the amphitheater of Matrimandir on Sunday, 14 of August, from 4:30 p.m. onwards. Guests are also welcome to help in this moment of quiet work together in the very center of Oroville. On Saturday, beside the theater play Naga Mandala at Kripa at 5 p.m., children of Dipanam School prepare small offering devotional program for the Independence Day of India and Sri Aurobindo's birthday at the same time at 5 p.m. For August 15, Nadaka and Gopika with Keshava for a part on the tabla prepared Sri Aravindaya Namaha musical offering at Arka on Sunday at 6 p.m. To celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and the Independence Day of India on Monday, August 15, we are all invited at 8:30 a.m. to gather on this occasion to strengthen our collective aspiration, either at Bharat Nivas to listen to the mother's reading of the Hour of God and declaration in 1956 of A New World is Born, hoisting of India flag, a group singing of national anthem and other songs, and sharing of prasad, or at Sri Aurobindo statue at Savitri Bhavan, where we will offer flowers at the statue of Sri Aurobindo and listen to the mother's readings and sharing of prasad. The Spanish Pavilion proposes a collective meditation around the table of peace on Sri Aurobindo's birthday on Monday, 15 of August at 5 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion, with the title, To Adhere the World's Aspiration for Truth and the Ideal of Human Unity. The true love for the divine is self-giving, free of demand, full of submission and surrender. It makes no claim, imposes no condition, strikes no bargain, indulges in no violence of jealousy or pride or anger, for these things are not in its composition. Grow the Mother in the words of the Mother in Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.